Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Nun He, and we are two lines from the top of daf Nun Dalid Amid Beis Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chava Bas Reb Moshe. So the topic of today's daf, or more accurately, the topic of the first part of today's daf is going to be a tremendous chiddush that Rav Yehuda said over in the name of his Groyser Rebbe Shmuel. And the background to this chiddush is that we know that if somebody wants to acquire something, the means of acquisition depends on what it is that the person is trying to acquire. Nachasim sheyesh ben machrayis are acquired one way, nachasim sheim ben machrayis are acquired another way. Ho'isha niknis, evet knani, evet ivri, behemadaka, behemagasa, shnayis and sugyas that are primarily discussed in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin, also in the fifth parak of Masechtas Bava Basra, parak HaMoichres HaSfina, and really scattered throughout Seder Noshim and Ezekin. Now, all those halachas are as it relates to a yid acquiring something from a yid. But the minute there's yad oivet kechavim be'emtza, the minute there's an eini Yehudi involved, here the halacha changes a little bit. In fact, the Gemara says that when it comes to an oivet kechavim, kol kinyonu shel oivet kechavim bekasef. When it comes to an oivet kechavim, kinyonim always work with kesef. So for example, if an Oivet Kechavim was going to buy something from another Oivet Kechavim, the way that kinyan would be consummated is with kesef. C-O-D. You pay for it, then you could be coin it. If not, it doesn't matter how many Meshichas, Akbaz, Mesiras, and Chazakas you make. You're not going to be coin it. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's Chiddush was in the context of a Yid that was purchasing Nechasim Sheyesh Bahem Achrayis from an Oivet Kechavim. Now, from the Oivet Kechavim's perspective, kol kinyanei bekesef, meaning if you were going to just highlight the Oivet Kechavim, oh, if he's selling something, obviously the way the kinyan is going to take place is with kesef. From the Yid's perspective, it's nechasim sheyesh ben machrayis. Nechasim sheyesh ben machrayis, that's what karka is, are niknes, bekesef, b'shtar, b'chazaka. Stating that, and this is very important to understanding Pasha Pshan in the Gemara, Rav said in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chavava Med Aleph, that although nechasim sheyesh b'machrayis are niknes bekesef, that's only b'makim she'in kois v'nshtar. But b'makim she kois v'nshtar, then the halach is, it's only niknes b'shtar. So here's the question. What would be if a yid purchases nechasim sheyesh b'machrayis, a.k.a. karka, from an oivet kechavim, b'makim shekoyz v'nshtar, and he gives the money? What happens at that point? From the standpoint of the Oivet Kechavim, kol kinyanei bekesef, he sold the karka. From the standpoint of the yid, being that it's b'makim shekoyz v'nshtar, l'chura the kinyan wasn't consummated. So how exactly are you supposed to view such a transaction? Where mitzad the moicher, this seemed to have been a kinyan, mitzad the lekeach, this seemed to have not been a kinyan. Now, the truth is, I think if you ask the man on the street, so you could take a stab at it, maybe a lucky guess. But what we're going to see is that the way the great Amora Shmuel saw this was in a very mechudishtig way. We're not going to get into the lundis today. For that, I am Beresh Hashivas. But just the words of the Gemara and the Iker Chiddush of Shmuel is a fascinating Chiddush. And the Rashbam speaks out right in the beginning of the Gemara that although the Gemara is going to be mefakfek on the Chiddush of Shmuel, but halacha lemaisa, we paskin Shmuel's Chiddush, the Rambam brings Shmuel's Chiddush, so this is not just the Chiddush, this is a Chiddush lahalacha. This is something that the poskim actually bring. Either way, what is this Chiddush? Zok the Gemara. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Nichsei Oivet Koychavim, Harehen Kimidbar, the Nechasim of an Oivet Koychavim are like the Midbar. What does it mean? They're like the Midbar, they're Hefker. Kala Machsup Bahen, Zalcha Behem. If anybody wants to be machzik in them, he would be able to be zoich in them. Now, in a vacuum, nichsei oivet kechavim harei hen kemidbar sounds a little dangerous, but the context of what Shmuel was saying was what we just said. Where an oivet kechavim is selling his karka, he received money, there was no shtar yet that was written, it's in this in-between phase where mitzad oivet kechavim there was a Mechira, but Mitzad the Yisrael, there was not a Mekach. It's in that in-between stage that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that the way we view these possessions is as if they're Hefker. My time, what's the reason? Oivet Kechavim, because from the standpoint of the Goy, Mechimot Yezuz Eliyode, Estalikle, as soon as he receives the money, he's out. Meaning, the Mechira is complete. Yisrael leikoni adamot yishtar liyodi. But Yisrael is not koino b'makom shekoisin shtar until there is actually a shtar. Hilkach, it's for that reason, when you're in that in-between phase, in between the point where the Yisrael gave the Oivik Echavim the money, but before he actually had the shtar written up, harehen kemidbar, at that point, the nechasim are going to be hefker, v'chol ha-machzik bohem, zocha behen, and anyone that wants to come and be machzik in them will be able to be zoicha. So said Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that when the money is given, but the shtar wasn't written, where it's a mecher, but not a mekach, in that in-between phase, it's hefker. That's what it is. It's hefker. And ad kedei kach, kol ha-machzik bohem, zocha behen. The Rashbam brings a machlokes rishonim, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who discussed whether or not this person that's machzik right now would have to pay for what it is he's taking, or would he not even have to pay for what it is he's taking? Meaning, just to visualize the case, the Yisrael gave the money to the Oivik Echavim, thinking that he's about to acquire a piece of property. In the meantime, somebody else walked off with the property. So the Yisrael, does he at least get reimbursed? And Rabbeinu Chananel said, yeah. But Rashbam says the Lashon of the Gemara is not mashma that way. Harei and kehefker to me sounds like it's hefker. And just like if you want to go be zoicha in the midbar, which is hefker, you don't have to pay anybody anything. There's no invoice attached to that acquisition. So to here, there's not going to be an invoice attached. What's this poor Yisrael supposed to do? You know what he should do, says the Rashbam? Try to go to the Avi Kechavim and try to get your money back. Maybe you'll be successful. But to go to this other machzik, that's not something you'd be able to do. Another thing the Rashbam says is that's pashut, that this person that went and was machzik is called a rasha. And the reason he's a Rasha is because he has a din of Ani Amahapech Becharora. And Ani Amahapech Becharora nikra Rasha. Now, Ani Amahapech Becharora is in and of itself a fascinating topic. And there's a big machlokes rishonim, whether it's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, it could be it's only nikra Rasha, like a midas chasidus, a madrega, in the inverse of Mesilas Yesharim. But the bottom line is that he's an Ani Amahapech Becharora, says the Rashbam, but at the same time, he's Zoicha. He doesn't even have to write a check. Chiddush Noira Venifla, the Lumdis is beyond the scope of today's discussion, but at the same time, this was Shmuel's manner. So the Gemara says, after Rabbi Yehuda said this in the name of Shmuel, Amalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef, so Abaye heard this, and Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, Miyam Shmuel Hachi, is it possible that Shmuel really said this? V'amba Shmuel said, Dina de Malchusa, Dina. That's a well-known statement in Shas, and the Baal Ha statement is none other than Shmuel. Okay, so what's the kasha? Malka Amar said Abaya that if you study basic local, state, federal law, you will know that the king said Loilikni Ara Elabigarta, that if somebody wants to acquire a piece of property, you have to have a shtar. And if you don't have a shtar, then you are not considered the owner of a piece of property. Meaning, this whole Halacha Tainas Abayit Rav Yosef is dead on arrival. He's not questioning the Lomdis, but he's questioning the Psak. He says at the end of the day, if there's a Dina de Malchusa that says that you can't acquire property unless you have a shtar, then Luchura, this Machzik, this other guy that went, he doesn't have a shtar anywhere that says that he purchased it. And as a result, you can't be the owner of this karka, considering the fact that you don't have any shtar representing that it belongs to you. Or to look at it from a slightly different perspective. Abaye is telling Rabbi Yosef that what's the whole premise of the second guy being able to come and take it? It's based on the fact that from the Meicher's perspective, from the Oved Kechavim's perspective, as soon as he receives the money, the transaction's consummated. Tainas Abaye to Rabbi Yosef, that might be true B'dinei Yisrael, but it's not true B'dinei de Malchusa. And we know that Dinei Yisrael takes Dinei de Malchusa into consideration. Alzeh Ne'amar Dinei de Malchusa Dino, which means that the transaction is really not complete, even mitzad the meicher, until there's a shtar. If that's the case, it's not commit bar. If that's the case, the second person shouldn't be able to get it. But either way, Abaye told Rav Yosef, I don't know how this halacha reconciles with Dina de Malchusa Amales. Rav Yosef told Abaye, I know lo yodana. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Sometimes you're a kasha, you say, I don't know. Elo uvdahava, but I could tell you a story. And the story took place bedura de Ravasa. It took place in Dura de Ravasa. Shpam says either Dura de Ravasa means Shem HaMokim, that was just simply the name of the place, or Ravasa are shepherds. This was a village where there were shepherds. But the bottom line is, I'll tell you, a Maisa Shayakacha, he told Rav Yosef Tabayi Yisrael, there was a Yidda Bora, piece of property from Yisrael, and this was mamish the case. The money was given, but there was no shtar written yet, and all of a sudden another Yid came, he was Mahapich Becharara, and he was Rafik Baporta, and he started working the ground a little bit. Also, the coming to Rav Yehuda, and this Din Torah came to Rav Yehuda, Ukma Biyada Desheni. And Rav Yehuda said that, yeah, this second person gets it, which supports what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. So the bottom line is, Abaye said, can't be that this memra of Rav Yehuda Mashmuel is true because it contradicts something else Shmuel said, which is Dina the Machus Adinus. Rav Yosef told Abaye, I hear the kasha. I'll be honest, lo yadan, I don't even know the answer. But at the same time, uvda hava, I do know of a story where Rav Yehuda Paskin, and if Rav Yehuda Paskin that way, that's a raya that where Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel was true. Now, if you think about it, just pshat hava for a minute, it's not such a raya, right? Because Abaye is not questioning the lumdus, we said. He's not questioning the halacha. He said it can't be Rav Yehuda said this in the name of Shmuel, because Shmuel holds dina the machusa dina, and this doesn't conform with Dina de Malchusa. What's Rav Yosef's response? I know Rav Yehuda once paskin this way. Okay. Abaye never questioned Rav Yehuda. He never questioned the middleman. He questioned Shmuel. Abaye asked the kasha from the Rav Yehuda Mashmuel part. And Rav Yosef is coming back from Rav Yehuda part. If you look at the Rashbam, Dibra Maschel, also the comment of Rav Yehuda, it's clear that the Rashbam was bothered with this question. But the teretz is fascinating. The Rashbam says, "Also lekami de Rav Yehuda, the roiv ma'isav shama mishmul rabbi. Most of the ma'isav, this was a ma'isav, roiv ma'isav shama mishmul rabbi was following his rabbi Rav. The reason this is fascinating is because throughout Shas, Amr Rav Yehuda my Rav, Amr Rav Yehuda my Shmuel. We know that the great Rav Yehuda learned by Rav, and then afterwards he learned by Shmuel. And I never counted, but there's a lot of Amr Rav Yehuda my Ravs. There's a lot of Rav Yehuda my Shmuels. Rav Yehuda's constantly quoting the Rebbe Rav, and he's constantly quoting the Rebbe Shmuel. Abu Zokter Rashbam, when it comes to Maisov, Roiv Maisov Shama Mishmuel Rabbi. So the taina back of Rav Yosef was that if Rav Yehuda did this, it's a raya that he's following Shmuel. Thus, it is a valid response to what it is Abaye said. But either way, after Abaye heard what Rav Yosef said, Kedarke Bakoidish, he responded, Amaleh, he told him, Dura de Ravasa Ka'amri, you're bringing me a raya from that place, Hasan Bagi Metamri Hava. That area was one big undercover gray market situation. All the people that owned those lands were hiding the lands from the government. They weren't paying taxes. That's the point. The Inu Gufayulayabi Taskala Malka. They just weren't paying the dues that they're supposed to pay. Umalka Amar, and the king said, Mandiyov Taska, we've seen this already in Cheskes Sabatim, that whoever pays taxes, Lechalari, he's the one that gets the piece of property. The point is, the reason over there, Rav Yehuda said, that second guy that came to be Machzik was able to take it, it's not because of this lumdus that when you're in between the Mecher and the Mekach, it's Midbar, and if somebody wants to be Zoichen, he could. It was because the Moicher never had a right to sell it. And the reason that the Moicher didn't have a right to sell it was because he didn't own it. And the reason he didn't own it is because he wasn't paying taxes, because nobody in that zip code apparently was paying taxes. And it's for that reason, if he wanted to sell it, it wasn't his right to do. Thus, the person that came second, he had a right to be Zoichen. It was Taka Kemidbar, because the owner wasn't a valid owner. Because the minute you stop paying taxes at that point, you lose ownership of it, per Dina de Malchusa. And that is precisely why Rav Yehuda Paskin, the way he Paskin, but Enochaname, in your classic case, when Rav Yehuda and sells something to Lekeach, Lav Dafka, over there, that is what the halach is going to be. One knetch that the Rashbam adds, in case it's bothering you, in Pashup Shat. So if there's a piece of property that somebody quote-unquote owns, but he's not paying taxes, so there's a tax lien on it. So if somebody wants to go and acquire it, he could acquire. Now you would think, how does that person acquire it? By paying taxes. This person didn't pay taxes. He was Rafik Vaporta. All he did was make a chazaka. And Afilu Hachi, Rav Yehuda gave it to him. So the Rashbam, again, clearly bothered with this question, has a very big chiddush to answer it. He says, Bezeh Hasheni, this person, being that when he made the chazaka, he did it al menas lite nes ataskel melech. He did it al atnai that he's going to pay the taxes. That's already considered a valid chazaka, and that would make him the owner clearly a chiddush, but it's muchach that you have to say that just in understanding Pasha Pasha and the Gemara. Either way, another story that relates to this. Rav Huna Zav and Aram Yevi Kechavim. Rav Huna purchased a piece of property from Yevi Kechavim, Asi Yisrael Achar. Rafik Bapurta, he paid for it, but before he had an opportunity to write up a shtar, somebody came and he worked the ground. He made a chazaka. Asi Lekami to Rav Nachman, he came to Rav Nachman. Oikma Biyodeh. And Rav Nachman said that this second person, he gets to have it. He made a chazaka. It's his. It's based on Shmuel's memory. Why are you saying this? The Amra Shmuel, it's based on Shmuel's halacha. What did Shmuel say? Nichse Yovi Kechav Marein Kemidbar. V'chala Machzik Behem Zacha. Oh, I understand. But he said, if that's the case, Li Avid Li Mar Ki'idach De Shmuel. If you're going to follow Shmuel, then you should have to be consistent. And you should have to follow the other Shmuel. So what's the other Shmuel? And this is the reason we're talking about this right now. This was the last Gemara we saw in yesterday's daf. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Lekono Elo Mokoyim Makushay Bilvad. We had a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If somebody is Machzik B'Nichsei Ager, which is Hefker, and he works a little bit in the field, are you Koyna the entire field, or maybe you only Koyna that area? Rav said that if you have a field that has Meitzarim around it, you Koyna the entire field. Shmuel said, Lekono Elo Mokoyim Makushay Bilvad. So he said, Mamon Avshach, if you want to follow Shmuel's Chiddush Nifle V'Noira, okay, then L'shitasai, according to Shmuel, Loikana elamaka makusha bavat. So Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, if you want to follow Shmuel, you have to be consistent, right? You can't have your cake and eat it too. L'chura amaleis. And he told him, it's not true. You could have your cake and eat it too sometimes. Bahai, as it relates to this halacha, anokishmai tinsvirali. I hold like something else. Now some have the girsa here, not kishmai tin, but kishmaticha. It's Rabbi Yaakov Enden's Gersa, and it's actually a Geshmaka Gersa. Why? What he was telling Rav Huna, I hold like you. What do you want? This is your Shita. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Kimish and Ikish, Makosh Echad Kana Kula, that as soon as you do one Maisa, one Hakka in the field, you're already kind of everything. Either way, he told him, you're telling me I'm being inconsistent. I'm not being inconsistent. I don't hold like Shmuel in everything. I hold like Shmuel with regards to the Chiddush of today's Daf, but I hold like you, which is really Shita's Rav, as it relates to that if you go and you do a Makosh Echad, that you actually koina the entire field. Shalach Rav Huna bar Abin. Rav Huna bar Abin sent a telegram with the following halacha: Yisrael shalach achsadam ebi kechav uba Yisrael achar vehichzik ba ein moitzi en oisam yaday this halacha vechein hoye Rab Abin veRabbi La vechol Rabbi Yisein u'shavim bedavar all the Rabbi Yisein all the gedolim all paskind this very big chiddush, and it's not a surprise then why the Rashbam held that this should be halacha l'maisa, why the Rambam brings it in the Meira. Because as you see, Rab Abin, Rabbi La, the Chol Rabbi Sein, Rishav, and Bedavar, everybody seemed to be of the opinion. Rab Nachman, who is, of course, the Morad Shmaitza when it comes to all things Dinim and Chaysh Mishpah related, Paskin this halacha, says the Gemara. Me'inyin le'inyin, ba'oise inyin. Amar Rabba. Some Rishonim have the gear, so Amar Rabba. Hanid klas mili, ishtoyili ukfin bar Nechemya, Reish Kalusa, mishmei deshmo. Ukfin bar Nechemya was the Reish Kalusa, and he said over the three following halachas in the name of Shmuel. The first halacha was Dina de Malchusa Dina. Self-explanatory. The second halacha was Varisusa de Parsoi ad Memshne. Now the Rashbam has two pshatim of what this means. We'll learn the second, which is the simpler pshat, and that is that there were certain squatting laws in Persia, just like there are in the United States and just like there are in all civilized countries. Meaning Cheskes Abatim is something that is halacha l'maisa. Now, when you learn Perik Cheskes Abatim, Chazak is established in 3 years. In Persia, the law was that a Chazak is established in 40 years. And that's the second memra that was said over in the name of Shmuel. And the third halacha was, Vahani Zaruri, the Zavin Ara Latasko, Zavinu Zvini, which in English means that if you have a piece of property where the people that own it are not paying taxes, you have a right to go pay taxes, or even as we saw in the previous Gemara, do a chazak al manas to pay the taxes, and if you do that, zvinu zvini, it's considered a form of acquisition, you're now going to be the proper owner. Now, it's actually interesting, because what were the three halachas? The first one was dina de machusa dina, and then the second two were applications of dina de machusa dina. So really, it's all dina de machusa dina related. The first is almost like the heading, and then we have two applications of how this plays itself out. Now, as it relates to the third thing, vahani zaruri, the Zavin Ara Latasko, Zavinu Zvini. So we have a little bit of fine print. Says the Gemara. Number one, Vahani Mili Latasko. This is only true if the person who is not paying taxes is not paying the property taxes. So somebody owns a piece of property and you have to pay taxes on that property. this person didn't pay the property tax, then the halach is, if somebody goes and is machzik, he could be zaycha, aval lekar goloi. But let's say somebody didn't pay his income tax, nothing to do with this property. He just didn't pay income tax. He owes the government money. The IRS is coming after him. Somebody else goes now and is machzik. So says the Gemara, over there you're not going to have this halacha. And what's the reason? My time. Karga akarkif the gavri monach. Because income tax is a din in the gavra. Property tax is a din in the cheftza. When it's a din in the cheftza, so there's a lien on this piece of property that's owned by the government. So din in the machusa, the government says, if you want to be machsa, you could be zaycha. But when it comes to a regular head tax or an income tax, right, you had to pay taxes back in the day just because you were alive. So when it comes to the cargo tax, so that already is a din in the garba. It's not related specifically on this chetz, and as a result, if somebody would want to be zaych in it, he wouldn't be able to. Rav Huna b'Rebbe Yeshua Amar, stating that, Rav Huna b'Rebbe Yeshua disagreed. He said, afilu sairi dekado mishtabdi lekarga. That if somebody owes income tax, you owe the government money, if the government wants, they could take your sa'irim out of your kad, meaning they could take the barley out of your crockpot if they want. Even that's something that they're allowed to take, which means all your assets, all your nechasim, are really mishubid. They're all encumbered by this tax lien, and as a result, there's no question in the world, in the event that it's karka, and somebody wants to go ahead and take it, you'd be able to take it. You could take sairi dekada. You could certainly go ahead and take that. Talk to Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Amar li Huna bar Nosson. Huna bar Nosson told me, Kashi ba Meimar, that a Meimar had the following question, and the question was on what Rav Huna b'Rebbe Rav Yeshua said, that if somebody owes karga, afilu sairi dekada mishtabdi. Everything that this person owns is meshubet. So the question he asked was a very interesting question. And came batalta Yerusha's b'nai habachar. Your luchura would just mevatel the din of Yerusha's bechar. So we know that if a man dies and he leaves over sons, his sons yarshin. If he leaves over bechar, the bechar gets a double portion. The bechar gets pishnai. One of the laws that are unique to the pishnayim of a bechar that don't relate to standard Yerusha is, in a bechar noitel b'roi kibemuchzik. So a bechar only gets assets that the father actually had at the time that he died, but he doesn't get any contingent assets. So if there's something that he might get, but right now, b'shas maisa, it wasn't muchzik, of muchzik fame, so ena bechar noitel b'roi kibemuchzik. He doesn't get roi, all he gets is muchzik. So Rav Ashi said, I heard from Huna bar Nosson, who told me that Amemer had the following question. If it's true that if a person owes karga, so the halacha is that you can go after everything, even sairi dekada, then l'churi, you would just mevatel Yerusha's b'nei abachar. You know why? The havalei roi. Because it's always going to be roi. Vein abachar noitel b'roi kebemuchzik, and abachar is not noitel b'roi kebemuchzik. Now, let's just take a deep breath for a second. It's always going to be roi. Why is it always going to be roi? And why would it even be roi, meaning roi mandachar shmei, and always going to be roi? So, al rishon, it would, the reason the Gemara hears a tzad roi over here is because to the extent that a person dies and he owed karka, if all his nechasim are meshubit to the government, the way we view it in Lamdas is as if the government right now owns all these nechasim. Now, you can get it back by paying the taxes. The problem is, from the Hilchas Yerusha perspective, right now you don't own it. You have an opportunity to own it. You can buy it very easy. Just write a check. Done. But at the same time, right now it's not yours. Thus, from the Yerusha, we see it as being roi. Now, is this always going to be the case? No. Why? For various reasons. Number one, what if he paid his taxes? Number two, what if you live in a place where this is not the din of the Malchusa? Right, this is not a din in Shulchan Aruch. This is a din of the Malchusa. It's a din in Persian law. So what if the story happened not in Persia? It happened in Madai. I don't know. But the point is, it doesn't always have to be this way. And the Rashbam right away jumps on this and tells you everything you need to know. But the bottom line is, this is the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha isn't Kim Batalti Yerushas Bnei Abachar in the event that you're in Persia or in a place that follows the same din of the Malchusa, and you didn't pay the taxes yet. I'm a lay, but either way. So the Gemara says, he told him, meaning, if you're going to be muching, because you found the Hecha Timsa, based on what Rav Huna b'Rebbe Rav Yeshua said, afilu sari dekadi mishtabdi, that it's possible, you know, oifen, assuming you check off all the right boxes, that you're going to be mevato Yerusha's b'noi abachar, because in abachar, I could find you a situation, even in the event that you don't hold afilu sari dekata, even if you hold that it's only negeya taska, where someone died, he left over a piece of property, and he didn't pay the taxes on it. So even though you could pay the taxes and get it back, it's going to be roy, and you just were mevatel yerushas benoy. Meaning, that kasha is a funny kasha, but afilu timtzoloi marit is a kasha. Why is it a kasha only on Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua that said afilu sari dekata, afilu taskinami? Meaning, what would be the answer if you asked it on the mandama that says Taska, the Yav Taska Miss? It's Negeya, even in Persia, where it's the Dina the Malchus. If he paid his tax, in other words, I don't really know what the grace Akash over here is. Again, Rashbam Muches, like what was the Havamina? Ud the Karila Makarila. Sok Tigmar, Amr Ravashi. Ravashi said, Amali, Huna Barnasa. Huna Barnasa and Tomi. Shaltinu the Safri the Rava. Asked the scribes of Rava. So Rava had a court, he had a Bezdin, Kamuvin, he was the Rava Mechuzah, he was the God of Adar, and he had scribes, he had Seifrim, people that used to write different things for him. But Amruli, they told me, Hilchisa ki Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, that the halacha is like Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, that afilu sairu dekadi, mishtabdi lekarka, that if somebody owes taxes, even if it's only income tax, it's the head tax, every one of his possessions are meshubed, even sairi dekada, even barley that he has in akad. L'may nafkimin, if somebody wants to be machzik in it, he could be zoich in it, based on Shmuel's memra, hani zaruri, dezavin ara letaska, zavinu zvini. But the Gemara says that even though the scribes of Rava said that that's the halacha, but really it's not the halacha. So why did they say it? Says the Gemara, hasam lukumi milsei huda amar, because they used to write a lot of such stories, and they didn't want their work to go in vain. So these were proud lawyers, and they took pride in the work that they did. They didn't say, listen, it's my client, what difference does it make? No, and I'm billing for it. They wanted it to be that way. So these seifrim said that in the event that we wrote all these shtaris, they had a negias for that to be the halacha. But really, you want to know what the halacha is? That is not the way it plays itself up. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said another memra on this topic. Pardacht. Misayeya Masa. So what's a pardach? So the Rashbam explains who he is in very, very detail. Adam batal mimalacha. This is a person that's batal mimalacha, meaning a arbit nisht, umilibud, a land nisht, umidarech eretz. Right, so this is a person that's a pardach. He checks off all the boxes. He doesn't do anything. Says Rav Ashi, misayeya Masa. This person, he has to be mishtatef, he has to pay taxes. So in the event that you have a certain kehila that were responsible to pay the government a certain amount of money, you could have thought that this guy is such a batlin that maybe he's exempt, meaning it's understood that they don't mean it. No, if you live here at the end of the day, I don't care, you don't do anything. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you have no choice, you have to be misayeya masa. Says the Gemara, but here too you have to read the fine print. V'hani mili tatzilte masa. This is only true if when the government issued this tax bill, they included everybody in the city, right? They made a cheshbon, there's 100 people that live here, so we're charging you $10,000. Every person has a cheshbon of how much he has to pay. Now, what happened was this guy had no money, so the oilim came together and they covered his fee. In halacha, this person has an obligation to reimburse the people that covered him. Aval andiski. But let's say the government made a cheshbon and the government heard that there's 100 people that live here, but you know it's only negeya to tax 97 of them. So then those three people, if the government never really took them into consideration, siyata deshmayi, it means these people, even though they're not working, learning, or even being noig minig derech eretz, but at the same time, siyata deshmayi, they do have, and it's for that reason they were never really obligated to pay. So if somebody goes and fronts the money for them, whatever, it's nothing to do with them. And as a result, they have no obligation to make anybody whole. Either way, we now turn our attention to the second, much shorter portion of today's daf, which goes back, really, to what the topic of the last two dafim were, which is being machzik b'nechzei ager al yidei no'al godar uparetz. Specifically, we saw a discussion in the Gemara that let's say you have a field that has a meitzar in between it. So that meitzar divides the field into two fields. L'may nafkemina, in the world of machzik b'nechzei ager, if somebody would make a chazaka on one of the fields, he wouldn't acquire the other field. Gemara went through a whole bunch of different permutations, but the bottom line is, high level, a meitzar, a grenitz, cuts the field, and it makes the field into two fields. So if you have 10 acres of land, and you have a whole bunch of meitzarim, each area that's between the Meitzara, between the bounds, is going to be considered an independent field. What was a Meitzar? So traditionally you think of it like a fence, but lavdafka, it could be shrubs, it could be a ditch, something that clearly identifies it as a boundary, so that whatever's within those boundaries is going to be considered an independent field. Whatever's on the other side of the boundary is going to be considered a different field. So on that note, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hametzar, what we just discussed, V'hachatzov, Mafsikim v'nichsei hagers. Before we go back to what's chatzov? So chatzov is also a certain type of plant. Rashbam talks a little bit about what it is specifically, but really the punchline is Shaboy Tichem Yeshua es Eretz Yisrael. When Yeshua ben Nun divided the land, so the way they made the boundaries was using this chatzav plan. So Hametzav Achatzav Mafsikim Nichsei Ager is considered a hefsek as it relates to Nichsei Ager, Aval Inyan Peya V'Tomalai. But as it relates to Peya and as it relates to Toma, nah. So boundaries on Negei Hilchas Peya, then Negei Hilchas Toma, and as it relates to those halachas, not Kiyasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu L'Peya V'Toma. No, it's true even for Peya V'Toma. So a major machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Asi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said, Aval inyan peya v'tumo, meitzar and chatzav are not considered a hefsek. Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, then no, even when it comes to peya v'tumo, meitzar and chatzav is going to be considered a hefsek. So the Gemara says, peya mahi. And then afterwards, the Gemara is going to say, tumo mahi. So what does it mean even? What's the conversation whether a meitzar and a chatzav shouldn't be a hefsek for peya, shouldn't be a hefsek for peya? Nechse Ager, we explained. It's all those Gemaras being machzik b'nechse Ager, acquiring what's on the other side of the meitzar. But where's the negei hilchas peya? The Tanan. So this is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Peya. Ve'ilu mafsikin l'peya. The following are considered a hefsek for peya. So we know that midday rice, if you own a field, you have to give peya from that field. Two fields, you'd have to get paid from two fields. Three fields, three fields. So the mission over here is discussing, let's say you have a large parcel of property. How do you know how many fields it is with regards to pay? Meaning if it's one big field, so you'd have to give one pay. Pay, by the way, is one of the Eilud Varim, Shein Lam Shir. So if that's the case, so it's just a little bit that you'd have to give for everything that you own. If, however, this huge parcel of land is maybe subdivided into multiple fields based on some halacha, well, then you're going to have to give multiple payas. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Rashbam says, Nachal is Miloshen Nachal Eson Asher Lo Yei Oved Bay V'Lo Yizara. So it's a place, it's like a little area where you can't work. It's not fertile. V'has Shlulis. So Shlulis, the Rashbam brings a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph that has Machloikis, what it is. Either it's just like a ditch where rainwater would gather, or it's part of the irrigation system. The derech harabim, or there's a path that's wide enough to be used for a rabim, 16 amas wide. The derech hayochid, or it's a path that's wide enough only for a yochid. Rashbam says 4 amas wide. V'shvil harabim, v'shvil hayochid. What's the difference between a derech and a shvil? So the derech, even the behemoths can go by. The shvil is more of a path, right? Derech is a road. A shvil is a path. One is a little more robust than the other. Either way, Hakavu, assuming that these are permanent paths, baby Meisach Chama, doesn't matter if it's during the summer, baby Meisach Shamim, doesn't matter if it's the winter, these things are mafsik. Meaning, if you have a very, very large piece of property, but in between there's a nachal, there's a shluas, there's a derech, this derech, that derech, all these things would be mafsik. So you see there's a halacha in Hilchis being mafsik, that's negei peya. And that's what this discussion was. A meitzar and a chatzav, are they mafsik in your peya? They're not mafsik in your peya. And it was a machloikis talmidei Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly did Rabbi Yochanan say? Tumah mahi? Where's the negei Hilchis? Tumah, the Tana, we learned in the Mishnah. Now, the background to this Mishnah, which is a Mishnah in Perek Vav, Masechtes Tyrus, is the halacha that Safik Tumah is governed by halacha islamoshim misinai. Safik tumah b'shus hayachid sveikoy tameh. Safik tumah b'shus harabim sveikoy tar. Stating that, there's a big machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. That's what this mission is talking about. Nichnas lebika. If somebody enters a bika, like a field of sorts, b'mois hakshamim, during the winter. Now, during the winter, people didn't walk in the bika. It was muddy. There's nothing to do there. So nobody was there. It had a din of a reshus hayachid, betumah b'sad ha'ploinis, and somewhere in this bika. So think of a bika as 10 acres of land that's made up of sadas, right? So you enter this big area, this bika, and you know that there was tumah in one of the fields inside the bika. For Omar, and you said, halachti l'makam halaz. I know I went into this bika, but I don't know if I entered the field where the tumma was, or I didn't enter the field where the tumma was. So just to give it a little bit of a story. The story was that there was a field, and in the field, there was a kever. Somebody had been buried in a field. This field was in a bikkah, meaning it was in an area that was made up of multiple fields. There was a person, he walked through the bikkah, and he chapped now that he might have been mahil. He might have walked over this kever. He might have been tameh. Okay, what do you know you did? I know I was in the bikkah. Do you know if you were in that field? No. You certainly don't know if you were mahil, right? So Rabbi Eliezer mitar. Rabbi Eliezer says, in this case, tahar, the chachamim mitamim, and the chachamim say tameh. Now, at first glance, it's a safik tuma b'shos hayochid, because we're talking about a bikkah, b'moisak shamim, where nobody really goes, and as a result, it should never din of a safik tuma. So the shita sachachomim of mitamim, we understand, this is the halacha of safik tuma b'shos hayochid, even though the person is the cheskas tahar, but that's the halacha l'moish misinai of safik tuma b'shos hayochid. But al Rabbi Eliezer, l'havi araya, Rabbi Eliezer, you can't argue with the halacha l'moish misinai, right? Anything that we know, mipi kabbalah, the Rambam says, l'itimotzei b'machlekes. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Eliezer say tahar? So the Mishnah explains. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, because Rabbi Eliezer used to say safik bia tahar, safik maga tahar. If you have a safik, if you entered an area where there is tumah, then you're going to be tahar. If you know for sure you entered an area where there's tumah, you only have a safik. Whether you touched it, then it's going to be tummy. Now this is really not our sugya, but the pasha reason is because safik bia is not just a safik, it's a sfeksay. Because you have a safik if you were in the area, and afilim tim tzolemi, you were in the area, maybe you weren't ma'al on the maze. So there's two svaris to argue that you aren't tummy. Maybe I'd never walked into the field, and even if I walked into the field, who said I was ma'al? Sfeksfeka is always going to be tar. The chachamim achaylik, and the chachamim say at the end of the day, it's one safik. The safik is, did you touch? Did you not touch? It's made up. Did I make a left? And did I afterwards make a right? And did I make a left afterwards? It's all one suffix. And as a result, we don't view it as sfek sfeika. But the bottom line is, you want to know where it's negeya. Meitzer and chatzav being mafsik with regards to tumah, this is exactly where it's negeya. It's negeya in the event that you have a field, and there's a shaila now of, there's a mace there, and you know you were in the general area, and you're not sure, did you come in contact with the mace, or did you not come in contact with the mace? According to Rabbi Eliezer, who's mechalik between Safik Bia and Safik Maga, if there's a mace or a chatzav subdividing the land, and you were on one side of the mace, or you're not sure if you were on the same side of the mace and the chatzav of where the mace is, would you view that as a Safik Maga? Would you view that as a Safik Bia? If the mace and the chatzav divides the area, so now it's a Safik Bia. According to the Rebbe Eliezer, it's a Svek Sveika, Sveika Itar. If, however, it's one big area, because the mace and the chatzav were not mafsik l'inyan tomo, so then it's only one Safik, it's a Safik Bia, and Safik Bia, even Rebbe Eliezer, is going to be mitame. Either way, so we're discussing the mace and the chatzav as it relates to Nichsei Ager, al zeh anudon in a perecheskes abatim. What about with regards to Peya and tomo? So it was a machloikis. Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan and Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan, but the Gemara says, Avol Shabbos, there's another area where we can have this conversation. Whether a Meitzer and a Chatzav is considered a Hefzik and not considered a Hefzik, that's Negei Hilcha Shabbos, and that the Gemara says universally, L'Shabbos Loi, for sure a Meitzer and a Chatzav is not considered a Hefzik L'Shabbos. What is this Halacha of Shabbos? What is this Negei? The Gemara says, Rav is going to say, Afilu in your Shabbos, yeah. That is already going to be the topic of tomorrow's Zeh Geshmak Edaf. Either way, just to conclude with one ha'ara, Dover Be'itay Matov, and really I think it's a posh ta'ara, but it's posh it in the sense of it being Oymik Pshutay Shal Mikra. So I think it's kedai to go through what I think is really Dvarim Pshutim, and that is today is Chamisha Asabav. Everybody knows the Mishnah says in Masechtas Tainis, Dav Chav Vav Amid Beis, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Ayhoyu Yomim Toivim LiYisrael, Ki Chamisha Asabav, Uki Yoyim HaKippur. Shebahen, it was on those days, B'nai Yisru Shalayim Yoytzois B'klei Lovim Ch'ulam, Shaloi Levayesh Es Mi She'en Lai, B'nai Yisru Shalayim Yoytzois V'chayleis B'kromim, U'mahayu Oymrois, Bachar Son Na Einecho Re'e Ma Tabayr Lecha, Al Titein Einecho B'noi, Tein Einecho B'mishpacha, Shekra Achim V'hevel Ayoyfi, etc., etc. The Gemara brings a braisa that expounds on this, but Chamisha Asa Ba'av, once upon a time, was a Yontif. And it wasn't just a Yontif. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Lo yhoyu yomim toivim liYisrael, ki chamisha Asa Ba'av, and also ki Yom HaKippurim. But by the way, notice, it's chamisha Asa Ba'av first, and it's Yom HaKippurim second. So as much as today, chamisha Asa Ba'av is a day you don't say Tachnan, once upon a time, chamisha Asa Ba'av was a Yontif, and not just a Yontif, Lo yhoyu yomim toivim liYisrael. Now, what was the avoida of chamisha Asa Ba'av? It's very sasam. We know very little about this yontif. But the Mishnah was megala a little bit to us. Shavahem b'noyis Yerushalayim yoytzois b'klei lovan sh'ulin. And it was a day that the b'noyis Yerushalayim tried finding a shidduch hagun for themselves. Now the question is, why was Chamisha Asa Ba'av a day that was designated for shidduchim? And it wasn't just Chamisha Asa Ba'av. It was Yom Kippur as well. So the 2 days of the year that disproportionately the focus, the avoda, was Shidduchim, were Chamisha Asa Ba'av and Yom HaKippurim. It's definitely something that requires a little bit of beer. But the emes is, I think, nothing too mechodeshtek. The answer really lies in the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah fears us as follows. The Mishnah says, V'chein hu oimer, tze'enu ure'ena b'nois tzion, b'melech shloima, b'atorish itrloi imoi, b'yoim chasu nosoi, u'b'yoim simchas liboi. B'yoim chasu nosoi, ze matin teira, u'b'yoim simchas liboi, ze binyin beis hamikdosh, she'yibona b'mheira b'yameinu. What does the Mishnah mean? V'chein hu oimer, tze'enu ure'ena b'nois tzion. That pasuk is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Perek Gimel, pasuk at Aleph. If you look at the Rishonim, and the Meforshe, Hashir Hashirim, Kemuvin, this pasuk is talking about Dvarim Niskafim, right? Shir Hashirim is a mashal. And the Nimshal of Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kodashim, like Rabbi Akiva said. And the Melech Shloima in this pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misha HaShalom Shaloi. And it's referring to the relationship that Klai Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, things that are Kodesh Kodashim. Stating that, at the end of the day, the pasuk says, Tze'enu Ure'enu B'nois Tziyoi, that on these days, the Pasuk says, Tzenu Ure'enu B'nois Tzion. And what were the days? It was Yom Chasunase Zeh Matan Torah, and Yom Simchas Libay Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So you see there were days that there was a Tzenu Ure'enu B'nois Tzion, and that's what the Mishnah is telling to, that there's like a remez in a pasuk somewhere of an idea. Shebehem b'nois Yerushalayim yoytzeis b'klei lovan tzenu re'enu b'nois tzion. That's the shebehem b'nois Yerushalayim yoytzeis. Again, it's very not clear what the Mishnah is saying. Pshutei shal mikra of the Mishnah is very, very awesome. But as a remez to this inyan, this yontif, the avoida of shebehem b'nois Yerushalayim yoytzeis b'klei lovan, the Mishnah is mitzayin a pasuk of tzenu re'enu b'nois tzion. But I think the pshat is as follows. And really, it comes from the G'doyli G'doyli Achreinu. So, Birchas Eresen, that is made under the Chuppah, begins, Ashekid Yishonu B'mitzvayis V'tzivonu Ala Aroyos, V'asa Lanu Eso Arusois, V'hitil Lanu Eso Anasuois, Ayidei Chuppah V'kedushin, and it concludes, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Amu Yisrael, Ayidei Chuppah V'kedushin. The Marsha in Chedushi Agodis, Ksubis Tavzayin Amadeis and the Sugya Birchas Chasanim. So he mutches, what's pshat that the Chasimus HaBrocha of Birchas Eresin is Mekadesh Amu Yisrael al Yidei Chuppah V'Kedushin? Obviously, when you do Chuppah V'Kedushin, you get Kedusha. Every mitzvah that you do, it's Asher Kedishanu. But for some reason, in the Nusach of the Chasim of the Bracha, it's Mekadesh Amu Yisrael al Yidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. And the Marsha is very bothered by it. And the Marsha says two pshatim. Le'in Yonenu, the second pshat, Inami. Shiyesh Lefarish, says the Marsha, the Messiah in Bahachi, the reason the end of the Pasuk of Birchas Eresin is Mekadesh Am Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah V'Kedushin, it's Api Mashem Mavur Bekama Duchten, that Dinyon Yisrael Legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Isha L'Bailo, that the relationship that Klai Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the relationship between a woman and her husband. V'zeu She'anu Oimrim, so when you're standing under a chuppah, and there's chuppah and there's kedushin, so you know what we say? We mention that there's an inyan of mikadesh amu yisrael ayidei chuppah v'kedushin. That just like this chassan and kala are getting married now ayidei chuppah v'kedushin, you should know this is dugma to another chuppah of the kedushin, which is a chuppah of the kedushin that's negated the entire nation, Knesset Yisrael, with a kadosh baruch hu. Says the Marsha. Now, where do you find this inyan that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship of Chuppah VeKedushin? Says the Marsha. I'll tell you where you find it. You find it by Kedushin Shina Sina Satayra. K'moisha Amru Chazal. Al Tikri Mayrasha Elamu Urasa. And you find Chuppah, because what's Chuppah? Yichud? And who Yichud Shechinasei B'Mikdash Imanu? And that's the Yichud that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we were in the Mikdash. So the Marsha says, you want to know where's the Mekadosh Am Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah the Kedushin? The Kedushin was Matan Torah, and the Nisuin was the Mishkan. U'K'moisha Darshu, he fears eyes. B'yoyim Chasunas is a Matan Torah. Ubiyoim Simchas Liboy say Yoim Sheneschanes Yoim Sheneschanes Hamishka. So the Yoim Chasunasai of Matan Torah was the day of the Erisin. It was the Kedushin between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yoim Simchas Liboy, which is the Yoim Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's referring to the Yoim Sheneschanech HaMishkan. That was the day that we achieved Nisuin together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Marsha says that the reason we're Messiah Berchas Erisin, Mekadesh Am Yisrael, Al Yedei Chuppah VeKedushin, it's not that Hashem was Mekadesh us to do the mitzvah of Chuppah VeKedushin. That's what the Marsha says in the first pshat. In the second pshat, the Marsha says, it's Mekadesh Am Yisrael Yidei Chuppah VeKedushin. It's that we have a Chuppah VeKedushin relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When was the Chuppah? When was the Kedushin? The Kedushin was B'Shas Matan Torah, Al Tikrim Mayrasha Ela Mi'urasa, and the Simchas Liboy is the Yichud, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miyachid Shechinasa Itanu, Shechina B'Tachtoinim. And when did that happen? That happened B'Yom Sheneschanech HaMishkan. And he says, you want the Makar? The Makar is this Gemara. It's the Mishnah on the end of time. It's Chavav on the base. So Enu Rena Ben Isiyim B'Melok Shloim B'Batar Shetul B'Yom Chasunasa B'Yom Simchas Liboy B'Yom Chasunasa is a Matan Torah U'B'Yom Simchas Liboy is a Binyan Beis HaMikdash Yibar B'Meir B'Yemeinu. What's the Oymik? B'Yom Chasunasa is a Matan Torah. That's the day we had Erisin with the Melok Shloim B'Mishah Shalom Shaloi U'B'Yom Simchas Liboy is a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's the day that we had in the Suan. The emes is, this is also mefurish in the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar is in Parshas Bamidbar. The Klei Yakar says a davar nifla. He says that there are two places in the Torah where you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used a lashon of kala in reference to his relationship with Klal Yisrael. The first time is in Parshas Kisisa, when the Torah was given, when the luchas were given. It says, Vayitein al Moshe, Hashem gave the luchas to Moshe kechaloisoi. Rashi brings a chumash. It says, "Kalois chaser shenimsra hatoyra kekalo mikushetes beesrim varbas svarim." The second time is in Parshas Nasai. It's b'yoyim Chanukas Hamishkan. The pasuk says, "Vayhi b'yoyim kalois Moshe lahakim." And Rashi there says again, "Shebiyoyim shokam Hamishkan nimsru Yisrael haKadosh Baruch Hu kekalo lachasan." Says the Klei Yakar, two places where we find this lashon of kala. And Chazal already with Megalatos that it's Miloshin Chosim Bekala. What are the two times? One is Matan Torah, and the other one is Yom Chanukas HaMishkan. Says the Klei Yakar exactly what the Marsha says. He says, because we know that Ishus takes place in two phases. The first phase is Erisin, it's Kedushin. The second phase is Nisuin. Klal Yisrael has an Ishus relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that Klal Yisrael has an Ishus relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it too had to have happened in two phases. There was an Erisin, there was an Nisuin. The Erisin was B'Shas Matan Torah. Thus, B'Shas Matan Torah, when Hashem gives the Luchas to Moshe, Vayitein El Moshe Kechaloisa Miloshen Kala, and the Nisuin was B'Yoyim Chanukas HaMishkan. And it's for that reason, Vayi B'Yoyim Kalois Moshe L'Hakim. Again, you find this Loshen of Kala. At the end of the Shtickle, says the Klei Yakar, V'Darshu, you find the Chazal already Darshin. B'Yoyim Chasunosai. Where's this Drasha? Tainus Chavav on the base. What's the pasuk? Tzenu Rena Benoitz Rishalayim. B'yoyim Chasunos is Umatan Torah. U'b'yoyim Simchas Libay Zeb Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ki b'shnei zmanim elu nishlam haziva. Because during these two times, the ziva was nishlam. The first shlav of it was B'yoyim Chasunos is Umatan Torah. And the second shlav of it was B'yoyim Simchas Libay. It was the zman of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But al-Kopanim, this end of the Mishnah, Tzenu Rena Benoitz Rishalayim, B'yoyim chasunasei zu matan teure, u b'yoyim simchas libo zu binyan beis hamikdash, al pi the Torah of the Marsha and Chedushi Agadah, Ksuba Zayin of the Days, and the Torah of the Klei Yakar in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. And the truth is, if you look at the Goyin on this Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it's mashma that way from the Goyin as well. The Oimek HaDvarim is, Yom Chasunos and Yom Simchas Libay is the Chasana of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Chasunos is pretty mafurish, but Yom Simchas Libay also. What's these two shlavim? Yom Chasunasai is the Erisin, and the Yom Simchas Liboy is the Nesor. So let's try to understand this a little bit deeper. And again, this is just Oymek, deep, but Pshutei Shalmikr, because it's Pashat, that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah says that there were 2 days that the Bnois Yerushalayim would go out, Beklei Lavan, and the Avoida was to do Shadochem. And the Mishnah says, "V'chein hu oimer." You find really this Indian in a pasuk. Tne'enu re'enu b'nois tzion b'melech shloima. Now that pasuk is not talking literally about the b'nois tzion going out. It's talking about a zivug, like we just said, between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, there's a remez l'davar. You find this Indian of tne'enu re'enu b'nois tzion, and that's what we're shtelling to the Mishnah. But just to understand the Mishnah a drop better, the Mishnah says that tzenu rena benoyz tziyim b'melech shloima ba'torish itrulay imay b'yom chasunasa u'b'yom simchas libay. B'yom chasunasa is a matan teira u'b'yom simchas libay is nebinyim beis samikdash sheyibana b'mheira b'yameinu. Rashi says here in Tainus, b'yom chasunasa is a matan teira. What day was that? Zeyom Kippurim shenitnu by luchas achroines. It's referring to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that Klal Yisrael got the luchas achroines, and as a result, it's referred to as Yom Matan Torah, meaning Matan Torah is not Yom Kippur, Matan Torah is Shavuos. So why would Yom HaKippurim be Matan Torah? Because although that's not the day we got the Torah, and it wasn't the day of Luchas Rishonis, that was Shavuos Batamis, but it was Luchas Shnius. And because it was Luchas Shnius, it's for that reason we refer to Yom Chasunasai as being Matan Torah. Now Rashi doesn't explain the Yom Simchas Libay Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What day was that? What was the day of Yom Simchas Libay Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash? If you look at the Rab Bar Tanura says that was also Yom Kippur. That day was also Yom Kippur. And how does Yom Kippur become the Yom Simchas Liboy of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? He says because the chinuch of the first Beis HaMikdash happened on Yom Kippur. What's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is that we know when the first Beis HaMikdash was completed by Shlomo HaMelech, so he made a Chanukas HaMikdash and he did it for 7 days. And those 7 days were the 7 days immediately prior to Sukkot. In fact, the Gemara says that why did Shlomo HaMelech wait a week and just do it all on Sukkot? Knock off 2 birds with 1 stone. Says the Gemara, because you're not allowed to knock off 2 birds with 1 stone. In Marv Simcha B'Simcha, and it's for that reason he wasn't able to do it. So what's the Yom Simchas Liboy? The Yom Simchas Liboy is Yom Kippur. In other words, the way the Rav Bar Tanur is learning the Pasuk of Tzenu Re'eno, B'Yom Chasunos, B'Yom Simchas Liboy, B'Yom Chasunos is that Matan Torah is referring to Yom Kippur. U'B'Yom Simchas Liboy is that Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is also Yom Kippur, which is a neufich in understanding the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah is saying that on Yom Kippur and Chamish Asabav, the Bnei Yerushalayim were Yoytzos. There's a pasuk to support this. Again, it's not the literal meaning of the pasuk, but there's like a remez to the pasuk, but the remez just got a little bit better. Tzenu re'enu b'noi siyon when b'yom chasunasu b'yom simchas libay b'yom chasunasu is a matan Torah Yom Kippur b'yom simchas libay is that b'yom simchas Yom Kippur. So you find not only the inyan of tzenu re'enu b'noi siyon and not only related to marriage, but on Yom Kippur mamish. So the remez just got a little bit better. But if you take a look at the Marsha brings the Rav Bar Tanura, and he says, I mamish don't understand the Rav Bar Tanura. The Rav is saying that Yom Kippur is the day of Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMikdash. He says, I don't even know what he means. Now, if you look at the Mefarshei Marsha, everyone asks on the Marsha, you're not sure what the Rav means. He means, my Kandav Kesam and Aleph. He means Malach and Aleph. He means that was the day of the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash. So, Mestama, what the Marsha means is that, okay, that was 7 days. And why would that be like the it day? From all the days you can pick, Yom Kippur is Yom Simchas Libay. You want to tell me it's Yom Chasunas? Hey, here's Luchas Shnius. That's the Luchas we ended up with, right? Luchas Rishonis we didn't have for very long. But Yom Simchas Libay is Binyan Beis HaMikdash Yom Kippur because punct one of the 7 days of the Chinuch, of the first Beis it's very, very sus. And Marsha couldn't understand it. Says the Marsha, Abul Yoyse Nir Lafiyo Indian. You know what I think Pshat really is? I think that Yom Chasunas is like Rashi said, is Yom Kippur. Ubi Yom Simchas Libay is Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not referring to Yom Kippur. It's referring to Chamisha Asa Ba'av. And the Marsha says the Mishnah seems to be saying that, because we're bringing this pasuk as a remez for the Bnei Yerushalayim being yoytzmis on 2 days, not on 1 day, on Yom Kippur and on Chamisha Asabav. So that's b'yom chasunasa, u'b'yom simchas liba, and b'yom simchas Yom Kippur, u'b'yom simchas liba is Chamisha Asabav. Now, what does Chamisha Asabav have to do with binyan beis hamikdash? So the Marsha says very cryptically. He says because all the reasons that we celebrate the yontif of Chamisha Asabav are related to the Beis HaMikdash. And because they're related to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's for that reason that Chamisha Asabav goes down as the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you look at the Mefarshei HaMarsha, those same Mefarshei HaMarsha, they don't understand this part of the Marsha either. This is actually a pretty Shvera Marsha. It's in Chedush HaGadlus. Usually the Marshas are Shver because you have to understand what he's saying. This is a little Sisrei Tayridik. Chamisha Asabav was related to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What's pshat in Chamisha Asabav? So if you go through the Gemara in the end of Tainus, and it's the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chafal, from Perek Yesh Noichlin, we talked about it a little bit a few dafin ago. So the Gemara over there brings a whole bunch of reasons. That was the day that the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. It's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Hutru Shvatim Lovei Zeh B'Zeh. That has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. After Pelegish Begiva, Shevet Binyamin wasn't allowed to enter the Kahal. Hutru Shevet Binyamin Lovei Bekal. Nikburu haruge beitar, you can kvetch that, but l'chur that also has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Hoysheya bitel hashoimrim shol yiravim enavot, that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And Yom Tavar Magal, it was the last day that they had a cut to Atzei HaMarocha. That also has, but the Marsha says that Chamisha Asabav is somehow related to the Beis HaMikdash. That's l'chur is something very, very sus. Abaham Mia, the Marsha saying that in the Oimek Pshutei Shal Mikra of the Mishnah, What the Pasuk is saying is, that on Chamisha Asabav and on Yom Kippur, the Bnei Sion used to go out and they used to look for Shaduchim. The Chen Huaymer, you find a remez to this in a Pasuk. What do you find? You find ten Urena Bnei Yerushalayim. And they went out B'yom Chasunasa B'yom Simchas Libay. B'yom Chasunasa is Yom Kippur, U'b'yom Simchas Libay is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is referring to Chamisha Asabav. So these are the 2 days that the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, ten Urena Bnei Yerushalayim. That's the V'cheinu Oimer. We have a remez, Ashtikl Drosha, to go ahead and execute this in a halacha l'maisetig way, that the Bnei Sion would go out on those 2 days. But now let's understand it a little bit better. Why would these the 2 days that the Bnei Tzion would go and try to find Shaduchim? The reason these were the days that the Bnei Tzion would try to find Shaduchim, because this is the Yom Chasunas and the Yom Simchas Libay between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Because these are the days of the Erisin and the Nesuim, like the Marsha says in Chedush HaGadlus Ksubas Dav Zayin, and like the Kliyokra says in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. And being that these are the days that Pepnimius, our zivug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened, and every year happens again, so it makes perfect sense that this Oiris in the world of Pnimius of Mekadesh Ami Yisrael Ayidei Chuba V'Kedushim, so that's for sure a Yoy Mesugol, and it's for sure an appropriate day to be Oisik and Shaduchim. You're being Oisik and Shaduchim on this day, because today is the day of the Shidduch. Today is every single year's anniversary, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today is a day where his vows are being renewed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where his zivug is being strengthened with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it happens on 2 days. One is on Yom Kippur, and the other one is Chamisha Asabav. These are the 2 days that it happens. And as a result, these hazmanim with this hashpoyis of zivug, this hashpoyis of gichug, this hashpoyis of shiduchim, and that's why these were the days they would go out. Meaning the tzenu rena b'nai Yerushalayim, b'yom chasunasa, b'yom simchas libah, is referring to Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here's the point. If Knesset Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day is going out like Bnei Yerushalayim, Boi Kalo, and there's going to be a Zivug and there's going to be a Chasana right now, so it makes perfect sense that in the world of Chitzoinis we should be doing the same thing. And that's why the Bnei Tzion used to go out Daika on this day. It's Pashup Shan in the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is saying. What the Mishnah is saying is V'yayim Chasana Simchas Libay is the Erisin and the Nesuin of Klal Yisrael. If that's the day of Erisin and Nesuin and Klal Yisrael, and there was an Inyan of Bnei Yerushalayim going out, so it makes sense that that's what we're going to do. It's without a question as man mesugol for this Indian. But just to end with one knech, and that is, so Yom Chasunasa is Matan Torah. Okay, Yom Kippur. Yom Simchas Libay is Chamisha Asabav, the way the Marshal learns. Now, The Mashal didn't understand the Rav that says Yom Simcha Sliba is Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? Because it's one of the days of the Chanukah Samikdash of Bayis Rishon. So the Mashal says Yoisin Nir, it's Chamisha Asbab, and he says Lefi Inyan it's Mashal that way because the Mishnah said it went 2 days and you brought a Joshua for 1 day. Sounds like half of it is Chaser. Oh, Teretz is that really it's referring to Chamisha Asbab, but even the Mashal is Tzarech Biur because why would Chamisha Asbab have been the day that was picked and was chosen for the day of celebrating L'dayrus, the Zivug of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? I mean, if you just think about it for a second, what's the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? I mean, there's a lot of days you can think of. You could think of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, all the days of the Chanukah HaMishkan, maybe qualified. Well, we know the Mishkan was really finished on Chanukah. There was a second Chanukah during Bayis Sheni that took place during Chanukah. Lasod Lavoi, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Marcheshbin, that's the Heilig Bnei Yisascha. You have the Chanukah Mikdash of Bayis Rishon, which happened Chodesh Tishrei time. Like, it's a little bit, I mean, there's a lot of options, it sounds like, right? But what's the day? The day is Chamisha Asbav. That's clear. That's what the Mishnah says. The day that's chosen is Chamisha Asbav. Just one hergish. I don't even know if this is true, but just the hergish. And that is, we mentioned the six things that happened on Chamisha Asbav. We know there were five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. That everybody knows. Right. The six things that happen on Tu B'Av is more of a trivia question. The five things that happen on Tisha B'Av, that we learned Cheder, day camp. What are the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av? So number one, the Gzeira, that the Yidden wouldn't be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, that everyone was going to die in the Midbar. You had Churban Bayis Rishon, you had Churban Bayis Sheni, there was Churban Beitar and Tunas Rufus HaRashi plowed through the Makom HaMikdash. What were the six things that happened on Chamisha Asa B'Av? So, in no particular order. One of them was Kalu Meisei Midbar. It's interesting. One of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av was that there would be Meisei Midbar. On Chamisha Asa B'Av, it was Kalu Meisei Midbar. Nikberu Haruge Beitar. One of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av was Churban Beitar. And the Romans didn't allow the Yidden to bury them, and now it was Nikberu, the Haruge Beitar. Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira that what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? A real brisker Rambam. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah's esser to make a mikdash, and it has two purposes. One, it should be a mokim, lias makriven by karbonis, you should be able to bring karbonis. And number two, you should have a place to be able to go be oyle regel. The tachlis of Beis HaMikdash was twofold. Obviously, Beis HaMikdash shechina, but tachlis, what was the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? Bring karbonis and be oyle regel. What happened on Chamisha Asa B'Av? There was a Yid, Yerav Menavot, he didn't let the Yidden be Oyle Regel. And then the King Oshaya came and he removed the Shoyrim, and now all of a sudden the Yidden are able to be Oyle Regel. He's reinstating what the Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is. Be able to bring Karbonis. Karbonis require the Atzei Maracha, right? You need all the Eitz and Yom Tavramago. Now we're ready, we're set for the year. You can go now and we can bring Makriven by Karbonis. Again, it doesn't work 100%, but the Hergish, it jumps off the page. It sounds a little bit like Chamisha Asa B'Av is not just a day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It almost feels like it's a day where we kriech out of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. We kriech out of the Churban of all the things that happened on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is a Yoyim Shehuchpulu by Tzaris. You know what Chamisha Asa B'Av is? It's a Yoyim Shehuchpulu by Nechamas. That's what it sounds like. It's Mamish a day of Nechama. And that's what it sounds like. In fact, the Tzaris of Tisha B'Av are almost married, pun intended, to the Nechamas of Chamisha Asa B'Av. On some level, they seem to be talking to each other. It's a coincidence that it was Churban Beitar, it was Nikbar Aruge Beitar. It's a coincidence that there was a gzeira that everyone was going to die in the Midbar, and then all of a sudden it was Kalu Meisei Midbar. It just doesn't feel like a coincidence. It sounds like the two things are somehow lock, stock, and barrel. They're somehow related to each other. You know, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that on Chamisha Asa B'Av, Klal Yisrael gets up from Shiva. Klal Yisrael gets up from Shiva. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the way Chazal describe it, a person has to feel Kemesoy Mutal Lefanov. That means the Misa of the Beis HaMikdash happened on Tisha B'Av. And then the Shiva. Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tes Vav, Miktas Ayon Kekulay. Right in the morning, Klal Yisrael gets up from Shiva. Getting up from Shiva means that you could on some level stop mourning the Beis HaMikdash. means Hamokim Yenachim Eschem. It means that there's Nechama, and the Nechama penetrated. There were 7 days of Shiva, 7 days of Avelos, and Itzta came again, Abyssal Vaiter. Tisha B'Av is the day of all these Churbanos, and on Chamisha Asabav we have a Shtikl Nechama. And that's why, just like Tisha B'Av was the Yom Shehuchpulu Boi Tzaris, Chamisha Asabav, Chazal, they give this reason, that reason. You know, if you look at the Rashbam and Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chafalaf Amaralf, he says all the reasons are MS. He says he picked this reason, he picked that reason. They were all MS. Just like in the Mishnah, the Chamisha Dvarim are all MS. The six things that are mentioned in Bava Basra are all MS. They're all true. It's a day, Shehuchpulu Boi Nechamas. It's a day of Nachamu Nachamu. That's really what this day is. And the Marsha said, this would go down as the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. This is the day. Why this day? Because this is the day where we kriech out of the blotter. This is the day, you know, we mentioned Erev Shabbos, that the Ritva says that if it was Lo'yhom Yomim Toivim Yisrael, Kechamisha Asabav, so how come we don't make a Suda on Chamisha Asabav? So he says you do. You know when you make the Suda on Shabbos. Shabbos, that's Shabbos Nachamu. That's related to the Haftorah, I thought. Nachamu, Nachamu, Amin. But Chamisha Asabav, really, on a deeper level, that's related to the Nachamu, Nachamu. It's Nechamas Sin. It's not just six random good things that happen. These good things that happen are related to the tzaris that happen on Tisha B'Av. And really, the yisoid of the yontif is Nachamu, Nachamu. Just that expression, Lo'yhayu Yomim Toivim Liyisrael. It's like the happiest day. Now, the Emes says, I'll be this. Marsha and the Kleyoker and all this raid, you understand why it's so, it's the Simcha of Chasana Kala. Right, you ask a person, what was the happiest day of his life? It's his Chasana. Oh, Shtim's like, Hoy Yom and Toivim Yisrael. But the Simcha is a Simcha of kriching out of the Golas. It's a Simcha of Yasas Alayach Elekoyach Kimsois Chasana Kala. It's a Simcha of La'asot Lovi, that one day it's going to be Kisimcha's Chasana Kala. But also the Simcha of getting out of this terrible Avelis. That's the Lo'yhayu Yomim Toivim Liyisrael. It's an incredible day of Simcha. Right, Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, why was it so happy? Yom Slicha Mechila. But Chamisha Asabav is all these reasons? What do these things mean? Because the day they stopped needing wood for the Beis HaMikdash, Mazel Tov. I hear? No, it sounds like a reason to party. Right? I mean, that's Lo'yhayu Yomim Toivim Liyisrael. The Teretz is you're kriching out of Tisha B'Av. Is it a kasha? Why this would be a Zman of Lo'yhayu Yomim Toivim Liyisrael? And not just that, why is it even in the Mishnah here in Masechtas Tainus? How did kriech into the Mishnah? Right, Pashup Shad is, right, the Mishnah mentioned the five that happened on Shabbat HaTamuz and the five that happened on Tisha B'Av, and then we're Messiah B'Kitoiv. I hear it's a good way to end, right? That's how you have to say. You're supposed to be Messiah B'Kitoiv. But there's an oimik over here. The oimik is that you have the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, but the umas that, there were the things that happened on Chamisha Asabav. Chamisha Asabav is the day that the Nechama starts settling in. It's the day that Klai Yisrael gets up from sitting Shiva. It's the day that there's Oiris and Hashpois of, again, coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechupa V'Kedushin. It's a day of us being able to tap into the Nachamu Nachamu Ami, even the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah fears us. The Chenu Oimer, it's Enu Rene B'Noit Tzion, B'Melech Shlomo, B'Torch Itru Le'ima, B'Yem Chasunasi, B'Yem Simchas Liboy, B'Yem Chasunasi, Zeh Matan Torah, U'B'Yem Simchas Liboy, Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash, She'yibane B'mheira V'yameinu, which that could be Zoicha, to the She'yibane Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira V'yameinu, right? This was a yontif about She'yibane Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira V'yameinu. That's the heritage of the yontif. Chanukas HaMishkan that happened all those years ago. No, it's about the Nechama of the Beis HaMikdash, She'yibane B'mheira V'yameinu. That day is the day of Chamisha Asabav. Chazal say that I see them all the tzoymois are one day going to be Moyadim and Befrat, Tisha B'Av, which is such a tzoym gadol. Such a tzoyim gadol, it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous yontif. We should be zeicha taka to that day where once again it'll be tzenu rena b'nois Yerushalayim, b'binyan beis hamikdash b'mheira b'yomein.